4 CBA Mobile.
Zero TR.
Zero TR KB 4 CBA. And how are you doing today, Mr. Tom?
There, I guess you'd say, Dave, still getting over this crud. I think the medicine makes me about as sick as anything, you know. But took a little nap a while ago, and that made me feel better. Well, how'd your tennis match go?
Say, did you take a nap for me, too? Because, well, I could sure use one. I'm on my way back from Maggie Valley, so I haven't played tennis since Monday. Can you believe that?
You know, I knew that. I just forgot about it, not feeling well. Well, I'm glad you had a nice visit up there. I think I was the last one to talk to you on the way up.
Well, I'm coming down the 6% grade here on 25, just across the state line a few miles back, and head down the big hill. You know, I can remember my dad, back before we had, power everything, and we'd be up in the mountains riding around on a Sunday afternoon, and he would just, sometimes he would throw the car up in neutral and just shut the car off, and we'd coast down the mountain because, we didn't have power steering, didn't have air conditioning, didn't have any of that, and your brakes are hydraulic, so they're going to work anyway, and they weren't vacuum boosted back then. And this is like a 50 Chevrolet, and you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I guess it isn't good to throw a car in neutral anymore if it's an automatic, is it?
I've been known to throw it up in neutral a few times. Sometimes this thing, every now and then it won't shift into overdrive like I want it to, and I have to throw it up in neutral and pull it back in drive, and it'll go into overdrive. It's just something the way this thing's made, because all of them do it. All the Toyotas I've driven do the same thing. It's like if you're going around 40, 45, and you're going down a hill, and even though you're giving it a little bit of gas, not much, but just a little bit, it will not shift into overdrive until you start up the hill. And that just, I don't know, to me that's a waste of gas, because it could be in overdrive going down the hill, because I'm not asking for more speed.
Tom, you'll just talk to anybody in here. Oh, hello, Dave. W2T listening.
Well, we talked to him the other day when he was on his way to Maggie Valley, and now he's on his way back, Rusty. Now, I didn't know if it damaged the transmission or not nowadays, Dave. I think if you tow a car and it's in drive, it'll damage it, won't it?
Well, I'm not sure about maybe some cars. I know this one, I don't think it really matters, because you're not, there's no hydraulic pump running, so the transmission's actually not doing anything. But there are some, maybe all-wheel drive, that you're not supposed to do that way. And I know my old Jeep, I had my 79 Jeep, that was the big Jeep before they downsized them. It was a quadra track, and it was full-time four-wheel drive. You had to tow it on a rollback, because you had to have all four tires off the ground, because it would not, you couldn't move it, with two wheels on and two wheels off. I found out the hard way. Excuse me, but anyway, we'll go ahead there, Rusty.
I got another Dave over here working, so he's about finished. I'll be happy, because then we can turn my heat back on. And also, anyway, but got everything new. The only thing he's got left to do is to put the new thermostat on the wall, and then we can move on to bigger and better things. So, anyway, but I just thought I'd catch you and say hello, and I get you back and do a couple other things, and we'll catch you in a little bit there, Tom. And Dave, you behave yourself. Be careful out there on the road. Talk to you both later. N0TR to take it. W2T 73s for now.
Okay, and talk to you later, Rusty. And sounds like Dave's getting you fixed up. Oh, he's working on Rusty's HP. How far are you from home?
I'd say about. How fast do you want me to drive? I'd say about 20 minutes, yeah, because I'm coming up in a minute here. I'll be coming into Travers Rest. I'm going a couple of miles over the speed limit.
I'm behind everybody else, and you're a law-abiding citizen. They'll get mad at you. Well, I got one nostril blocked up, and so that really makes me talk bad, but, well, that's a beautiful drive up there. We had a storm come through here yesterday. Now, they had 55-mile-an-hour winds downtown. Some places reported 60, but it didn't get that bad here, and we only got, like, 2,300s or something like that. But around the county, there was quite a bit of tree damage and such. And I don't know about over there where you live at, but it seemed like they got it a little worse down that way.
Before CBA, yeah, it was windy. See, I got there Tuesday. It was windy Tuesday, and then yesterday it was even more windy and rain. Torrential rain. I think we got more rain up there in Maggie than y'all did talking to my wife and one of my daughters down in the Greenville. But anyway, and it was still kind of windy up there today, breezy anyway. I tell you, my sister said they get more wind up there, than we do down in Greenville. She says it's just windy all the time.
Oh, a stretch here, Dave. Yes, I'm sure it is, and from what I see. All the time it is more windy up north, of course, with the mountains. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that video of our daughter doing improvisation there with the street vendor and playing her flute. I was proud of her.
You should be, because, I mean, I was really impressed. I mean, that's... I could do that on my clarinet or on the guitar or something, but it's not as easy as some people think. I mean, you're not just playing notes. You're having to try to stay in some semblance of a key manner, and of course, improvisation. You can kind of go off the reservation a little bit, and it's loud. it's kind of like jazz, and jazz really gets wild sometimes. And but she did a very good job. I was very impressed with her playing.
Well, thanks, Dave. She's done it all her life, and that was jazz. And she said, "Dad, now I can put New Orleans Jazz Festival, and she can put that in her resume." Just kidding, of course. But yeah, I was impressed. and I'm impressed that you could do some of that, because that's extremely hard. Like you say, you got to have some semblance of a key, and I was just wowed by it. I didn't know that she could do that. I knew she was an extremely fine musician. Of course, she's done it all her life. But to just take a flute away from somebody else, and she said she put some money in his basket, and he just handed it to her and said he was a very kind man. And then he turned around after she got done, and he says, "You've been doing that all your life." And she says, "Yes, I have."
Sure, he recognizes talent when he sees it or hears it. I tell you, this is just something. I have actually been down Bourbon Street and listened to the jazz at night, and it's really something else to all those places. Now, some of them are pretty wild. I mean, I wouldn't get into that, but the music is just—it's just very interesting. And then, of course, when we went to Nashville, we went to the spot they say that you know a lot of people hang out and play music, and I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, our hotel was a good bit away, so we—I think we did an Uber or a bus or something. I can't remember how we got there. And because it was too far to walk, but you know, they do some of the same things in Nashville, doing more, you know, country music there.
To the World War II Museum, which is pretty spectacular. I mean, there's some several size skyscraper buildings there, and lots of granite, and it's really interesting. But I was just a passenger, and I wasn't feeling overwhelmingly great, but pretty good that day. And we went by the tent cities, and that's really sad. Feel sorry for them folks. I don't understand how those places can exist. But I'm sure we didn't go down Bourbon Street, because I didn't see that. It was an hour and a half journey, and we went through that. By the time we got back, it was about 6 o'clock in the evening, so it was really a thrilling ride. But I like jazz, and I like the flugelhorns and some of the trumpets and that when they bats, and sometimes the saxophone. My cousin was a professional saxophone player, and he played with Buddy Mortal's orchestra in recent times, but he passed away now. But he was phenomenal, Dave. I mean, beyond your wildest dream soloist. And he soloed with them for quite some time. And then he played on a riverboat at Branson. And I never did get down there to see him, but he wound up as a professor at Wichita University before he passed away. But Bill Caldwell, he was a very fine musician, and one of his specialties was a soprano saxophone, and then he would get up there and do jazz with them. It was just unbelievable.
Sax is an interesting instrument, especially anything from an alto, you know, alto and tenor, and the bigger you get, the to me, the harder it is to play, because it's so, to me, you know, playing clarinet and oboe, and now I have a soprano sax. Now, it's about the size of a clarinet, and so it's fun. It's more fun to play, but the bigger ones, the alto sax is bigger, and the keys are just too clunky for me, the action on it. You have to press the keys so much further to get them to close, and you know, I'm just not used to that. And I mean, I have an alto sax, and I have played it in public, but I'm by no means real good at it, but it's a difficult instrument to play. My hat's off to anybody that can play one.
Yeah, around the baritone sax and that, and the big clarinets, and the big bassoons are really impressive. Well, I was at the International Horn Convention in Denton, Texas, the University of Texas, and I've seen them play the double horn like I played was F and B flat, and then they had a disc and horn, and the range on the French horn is incredible. It's like 4 octaves or so. But the thing that impressed me most, they had a room full of natural horns, Dave, and they were all painted and had floral designs on them and things, and they don't have any vowels. It was back from Mozart's time. And so you only play with your lips and your chokes on your hand. And I thought, boy, I tried one, and it would be terribly hard. And we went to a concert, I went to a concert that night, and there was a fellow there that played the Carl Maria von Weber horn concerto, which I could never quite master, on a natural horn, Dave. Just unbelievable.
It's interesting. I've never, I'm not sure I've ever heard one of those, so I would like to see one of those played. If you don't have vowels, man. But anyway, I tell you, there's a lot of instruments out there. I think the string instruments, the violin, viola, cello, and bass are the hardest to me to play of all the instruments. We had to, in college, we had to know how to play them, but we didn't have to actually, be proficient, because the strings were just, especially the violin, viola, they were just unforgiving. And so we had to know the instrument's limitations, but we didn't have to, actually be able to sit down and play one. But I tell you, those are just some of the hardest instruments to play that are made. I'm just really impressed with anybody that plays a stringed instrument.
GR. Well, the highest paid person in the orchestra is the concertmaster, and the next one would be the first horn player. So that kind of tells you. But I always thought the double reeds, the English horn, the oboe, and the bassoon would be terrifically hard. And I always loved to hear the Mozart concertos on those. But Dave, a lot of times when they would hand us out music, and I think it was the Capriccio Espanol was the first one I ever played, and I hadn't played in 20 years, and the first horn had a miscarriage in the university's orchestra, and they asked me if I'd play. I said, oh, my gracious. And I didn't even know if I could with my lung conditions. And they handed the music out. It was in the key of C. And so I hadn't played in 20 years, and I asked them why. I'd played in E-flat before, but not, and that's easy on the horn. Well, during the times when there were valveless horns, Dave, when they'd come out and they'd say the piece was in the key of C, you'd put a crook on the backside, which is a piece of tubing, and that would change the pitch of the horn, the key of C, or if it was in the key of E, they give you another crook. Well, that doesn't work anymore. You had to transpose this in your mind and play it in these great concertos, and these great pieces from many years back. I couldn't do it at first, and so I had my sister transcribe it for me. They didn't have any programs to do it back then. And so she rewrote it for me because she had a master's degree plus 40 in music and music education. in elementary education. And she was a very fine flute player, and she played first flute in the orchestra. But that saved my rear that time. But that's why they had the crooks to change the pitch of the horn, Dave.
That makes more sense. At least, now I can kind of figure out how they did that. So, okay, you according to the key you were playing in, you would use a different crook. So, all right. Well, that makes more sense. I don't think it would be easy to play, but I guess it. But anyway, KB4CBA, and but I tell you, music is just it's just fascinating, and I'm always listening to music, especially when I'm driving by myself. Boy, I really crank it up sometimes, and going down the road. sometimes it's so loud, it overpowers the. It's louder than the 2 meter rig. I have to turn the music off so if I hear somebody throw out their call. But I was going to tell you, Phil, W4NGU plays a B flat trumpet in his choir. In his orchestra at Bull and Springs First Baptist.
Oh, very well. Phil plays. In fact, he's got that improvised into his email address. And a fine man and great background. We talk music quite a bit. But yeah, Mozart would write really, really hard horn concertos. So he wrote four horn concertos, and progressively harder. And number two was very difficult. I could play 1, 2, and 3, but I couldn't play 4. And I always had trouble trying to do lip trills. And I'd love to have done that, like in the water music and that. But I could get by, but not good. And that always ticked me off, because these people down here in this Greenville Symphony, these ladies are just absolutely astounding at doing that. We went to a concert where they played the Handel's water music once. But yes, the natural horns in that room were all painted, and I asked why, and they said, well, when they evolved from the conch shell all the way through the horn, what they did was they painted them to keep from scaring the horses, because they carried them on the horses during the fox hunts. So that's why they were all ornate and very highly collectible items. But just changing the crook, it didn't really make it that much easier for a professional, because they can transpose. All of the notes have to be formed with your lips, and all of the intonation of the flats and the sharps has to be formed with your hand in the bell. And they call that chokes, Dave. Now, you try doing that at speed, like 16th or 32nd notes or something like that. That gives you an idea how hard.
Using your hand in the bell, yeah. I can't imagine. Oh, me. I remember when I started band back in, I think it was 5th grade, my dad asked me what instrument I wanted to play, and I told him I wanted to play trombone, and he said, well, how about the clarinet? And I said, that's what he played, and I said, well, yeah, I really don't want to play the clarinet, but yeah, that's what I wound up playing. And but I played clarinet all through high school, but I didn't play in my senior year because I couldn't take band in chorus. But anyway, after that, I just kind of just stuck with the voice, and gosh, I guess I didn't play the clarinet for probably 20 years, and then I picked it back up.
Well, if you can get a clarinet or a flute or most any instrument, it's quite beautiful. I loved clarinet, played by the right person, and I never did hear one in high school. Our director, you know, when he played, you knew he was a professional, and our assistant director. But, yeah, it's very interesting, and you learn so many things, and you meet so many people from all walks of life. I was playing my horn there at the University of Texas. My biggest fear was breaking a string, because all the vowels were string-operated. Then you had to use chokes to make the intonation. Thankfully, that didn't happen. I've had it happen just before, just after a concert, but not during it. Well, we was playing in a horn choir, and I looked behind me about, 10 feet, and I tapped the lady on the shoulder next to me, and I said, that looks like that guy from, what's the name of that? MASH. Yeah, MASH. Ogden Stiers. He was the British, kind of a pompous ass, you know, on there. And he was sitting 10 feet behind my horn. From that point on, my horn was shaking. They had warned us not to talk to him or bother him, you know, for autographs and things like that. But I'd never seen him before except on TV. And he was right behind me where my horn was. If I'd have missed a note, he'd have known. Well, he went all over the world to the International Horn Conventions just because he liked French horns.
French horn is, to me, is one of the harder brass instruments to play. I could play a trumpet. I messed around with a trumpet when I was in junior high, but I tried to play a French horn, and I just had a lot of trouble keeping it on one pitch. It wanted to jump around. I guess my embouchure wasn't correct or something. I don't know. But I never could do much with a French horn, so my hat's off to you.
This is NGRL TR. Yeah, y'all try that in marching band with that little bitty mouthpiece. It's a lot better. I started out on cornet up through the seventh grade. It's a lot easier with those because they get a bigger mouthpiece, but it is a difficult instrument, there's no doubt, but I still love it to this day. Anyways, Dave, I got to run down the hall, so I'll let you go. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and glad to meet somebody that knows music. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
Enjoyed it, and I'm about, I don't know, two, three miles from the house, so I'm almost home. So, 73s, I hope you get the feeling better. And we'll talk to you later in 0TR KB4CBA Mobile.